Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Sunday, April 25th, 2021. Some might say it's the perfect day. I don't know. Anyway, joining me today, they are the creators of the YouTube channel about video games, Date Night, John and Audrey Abaya.
Hello.
Oh, I thought we were going to say
together.
Hello.
Oh, no.
What?
Okay, how about one, two, three?
Hello.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Also returning is our resident HBO Max expert and creator of the $1 million underwear zine, Joel Barber.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Hey.
It's been a while, so hope everyone's okay. It's been like probably a couple of months. I want to say I think the last thing we talked about was Judas and the Black Messiah, which is an Oscar-nominated movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, which is the Oscars today. I just realized that right now.
Is that today?
Yeah, I think it's tonight. Oh, and it's actually in person, although they are following COVID guidelines, I believe. Like, they were only allowed to bring one guest.
And they just said, like, oh, yeah, I don't have COVID.
Yeah, and then, like, I think they separate them in chairs, seats, like a buffer seats.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's being directed by the guy who did Ocean's 11.
Yes.
What? I cannot think of right now.
Yeah. So it's a heist, I guess.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's going to get their Oscars stolen.
Bamboozled.
Or be snubbed.
Is this Ocean's 14?
Yeah.
Are they filming Ocean's 14? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, this is like the future.
Who is the one that played the... What's her name? She plays herself, right?
That's not 14. It's 8. You're thinking about Ocean's 8.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Is she nominated for something? Maybe she's... No.
Oh, like that she's part of the plan.
Yeah.
What was her name in that movie? I forgot.
Julia.
Anyway, this is the Ocean's 11 or 14. That's what you meant. It's because there's 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah,
that's what
you're 14.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, if you want to fill in the gaps and go 9, 10, and then, yeah, I guess.
Nobody wants
to. We'll see. I'm hoping the Fast and the Furious franchise will get with the Ocean's franchise and just like it'll be minuses.
Furious Ocean. Very Fast Ocean.
Anyway, if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss what we watched, listened, played, or read throughout the week. We begin with like trailer talk, and we conclude with the episode with the main discussion. But today, we're just going to go straight to the main discussion. So for our listeners, this is going to be a little bit shorter and more condensed because we're just going to talk about one thing. But first, before we start, because Joel is our resident HBO Max expert, before the podcast, we discussed we didn't watch Tom and Jerry, but what's your thoughts on Godzilla versus Kong, Joel?
It's much better than I thought it was going to be. It's still a mindless popcorn film, but it redeemed. I hated the last two Godzilla movies. I really hated King of Monsters. I walked out of the theater going, I will never see this movie again.
Oh.
So it redeemed Godzilla. I will say this. It's a lot of, I know these things have like a lot of property damage, but there's the scene where Godzilla and King Kong fight for the first time out on the sea. And I was just like, all those guys and those ships are all dead.
They drowned. Like,
are you sure? I saw some raft boats.
Yeah.
They should have done that just sprinkled a little bit in.
Yeah. But it was I know the initial plan was to bring it to theaters, and I guess it did go to theaters. But this kind of, in one sense, felt like it was a perfect home for HBO Max. That this is a franchise that's, I felt like, kind of like gone downhill, and this brought it back. And there wasn't a post-credit scene, which was great. Mm-hmm. So maybe they won't make another one. Like, I enjoyed this. I liked Kong Skull Island the best of all these movies. So I was in the bag for King Kong. But I was just like, yeah, we don't need to do these anymore. Maybe wait another 5 years and give Godzilla to a more confident director who's going to give us more than 14 minutes of Godzilla. As you can see, I'm just going to dunk over the Godzilla franchise.
Yeah, <that's fine. laughs>
But this movie felt like a payday for everyone involved, especially Rebecca Hall. just say the lines and collect that cash and go make a movie that no one's gonna see.
And what's his name was also billed as like a star. I forgot his name. He's from The Wire. Dominique, not Dominique. He always stands up straight.
Lance Reddick?
Yes, Lance Reddick was in the film.
I like how you got it. Oh, he stands up straight.
That's how I know him as an actor. His posture is very straight, like when he talks and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's like in the film like for 2 minutes, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's like billed as like the third star in like the credits or something like that.
What?
Because it's like that. Ridiculously like, oh wow, yeah, he's not in it that long.
The guy who played Paperboy from Atlanta.
Oh yeah,
I was just like, man, just take this check and go.
He's playing the conspiracy theorist too. But yeah, I actually was a fan. I am a fan of like the Godzilla films, but I don't really actually revisit them at all. Mm-hmm. After watching like the old school Godzillas from like Japan, like I tend to like watch those more often just to see, because they knew what they were, you know. I mean, of course they created the character, but like those were much more intriguing, I guess you could say. But I did enjoy like Kong Skull Island and how like over the top and kind of campy that was too. But otherwise, yeah, I enjoyed this movie. How about you two, the Date Night folks?
I enjoyed it. It reminded me a lot of the Transformer films, where there's like a group of people doing this one thing, human people, and then the other group of human people are trying to do one thing. Like one group is a funny group, the other group is the more serious group, and they meet in the very ending. I found it like kind of like funny, like the two girls that can control the monsters. They don't even talk, I don't think. They just are right by.
Yeah,
they were just right by each other, and then one was looking at Godzilla, the other one's looking at Kong. I was like, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories going on. There was a conspiracy theorist where she turned into a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, yeah. Between the movie,
And then there's the other lady who I guess put Kong in a dome.
Yeah.
And then she found a girl that spoke sign language, yeah. Or that was
they're
deaf.
Doing like a Truman Show-esque to Godzilla.
Yeah,
and
he knew it and he didn't like it. And then I was like, man, he throws the trees every day. Maybe you should let him out. You know,
he figured it out faster than Jim Carrey can. Like it took Jim Carrey his whole adult life.
Yeah,
I think it took Kong like probably a couple of years until he figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I like when in the ending he turned to the camera.
No, no. No, what?
I'm gonna say,
oh, no, good, yeah. Thank, oh, good, good evening, good evening, good evening, good night. I'm out.
I thought, and he's like talking to Ed Harris. I thought you were going to mention something like that with.
Yeah.
No, and he walked away. Yeah, but
so I guess go on.
No, I think it is just like a popcorn film. I think that's a good way to describe it. It's not the end all, the beat all. I know some people are really angry, and did anybody really like it? It was like, oh yeah, it's the best.
That's like. I don't know. It's just, I like the fight scenes.
Yeah. And then they were in a big skull. Like, I think that would be fun to beat a big skull and, like, play a video game. That'd be cool. Oh. You know? It's better.
One thing I didn't appreciate is the design of Megazodzilla. Mecha Godzilla?
Mecha.
Yeah, Mega Godzilla. I forgot the name of it now. I thought it was just too much of a human. It didn't look exactly like how Godzilla. The counterpart was.
Oh, you want it to look more like Godzilla versus,
yeah,
like a human. It literally looks like not Transformer, but I don't know what you call it, like humanoid.
Maybe they were trying to do that because in the old ones it was people in suits, and so it was trying to be reminiscent of that.
That could be true. Anyway, talking about big blockbusters. Let's just go straight to our main discussion. This week's main discussion is Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat has begun.
We need to fight before it's too late.
There's a war coming. Get over here!
I am Sub-Zero.
That is a clip from the trailer of Mortal Kombat, directed by Simon McQuaid. Starring Louis Tan, Jessica McCamey, Joss Lawson. These names are going to be tough for me to actually pronounce.
Joe? You can't pronounce Joe?
No, it's more of like the more Asian and Japanese names. Lindy Lin, Chin Han, Joe Taslim, Hiroki Sanada. Hiroki Sanada. And then Jessica McNamee. I want to say McNamee, but I'm pretty sure that's not how you say it. Anyway, from IMDb, this is the plot synopsis. And this is the plot synopsis. MMA fighter Cole Young seeks out Earth's greatest champions.
Is he an MMA fighter?
Yeah.
I thought he was just doing boxing.
I thought
it was just a boxing. No, it's hinted boxing. That
he Well, I guess, used well, I to guess be... that's the style, right? When you're choking and it's all the blood, I guess that's
And so in order to stand against the enemies of Outworld in a high-stakes battle of the universe. So I'm going to go straight to Joel because you're a guest too. But anyway, I just want to know if you're a fan of the franchise when it comes to the video games. Are you a fan of the, I think, 96 movie?
95,
I think. The 95 movie. And how did you thought about this film?
I can say Mortal Kombat was the first and probably only video game that my mom banned me from ever playing in her house.
Wow.
Yeah. I was definitely part of the, what was that? Genesis does what Nintendo doesn't, like, ad campaign. And my mom was like, yep, nope, uh-uh. So I had to go play the game at friends' houses. And then over time, I discovered I'm terrible at fighting games. So it's not like something I missed. My dad did take me to see the 95-96 movie in theaters, and I remember really liking it as a kid, and I got hyped for the second one and was very disappointed.
Oh, yes.
I'm casual at best with this series, which probably worked in its favor for this movie. Because I know a lot of the hardcore fans are like, it's a lot of fan service moments, but I was like, I'm okay with that. I thought they worked. I'm gonna be honest, I was very, very meh on this movie. It was very not, I've seen much worse, but I can't recommend this to anyone. Can we go into spoilers or?
We'll go after everyone. Okay. Initial review, and then how about John and Audrey? We'll start with John.
I enjoyed it. I'm not like a huge fan of the video games. We had like one or two video games. I think three in trilogy or whatnot. And we did play it. I liked playing those games. It was fun. I got my characters like Sub-Zero. I always played. Then when I got older, I just didn't play it. Like, I just wasn't like...
I think after the initial Super Nintendo run, we just stopped
paying attention. Yeah, and then I'd enjoyed the movie. I think we watched it together when we were kids. And then Ben and I.
Is you and Joel?
Yeah.
Yes,
we don't remember.
One thing I remember, like in the original one, like just everyone was like hype. All the kids, mostly boys, were just in there at the theater, just yelling the Mortal Kombat saying when the title sequence and just. But at the time when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that was cool. Like, yeah, I liked it. I didn't really think about it. Like, I didn't think about the story or anything like that. I understood, like, there was, like, a puppeteer of Goro and how it looked. It looked kind of cheesy and stuff like that. But other than that, I was like, okay, I liked it. I watched part two, Annihilation. That was just
weird. What was part two?
Do you remember when we watched that? Do you remember
I know. Where? It's like a movie. If I did remember, I just remember watching it and then didn't care. Like, at that point.
It's when we visited the Philippines. We watched
that movie. Yeah. At that point, I remember, like, I understood movies more, like the craft of it. I was like, this looks terrible, like just everything. And I really didn't get anything from it. And then the new one I liked, it just has a balance of stuff like I remember from the video games and just played it of it. And I do know like the story of the video games only because I watch YouTube videos and stuff like that of the story. Because that's what I only care about. Like, I didn't really care about the fighting and stuff like that. I know there's like time travel in the story and all this other like really like out there stuff in Mortal Kombat, and then watching this and then there's like just the basic stuff. Like there's a bad guy, there's a group of people, that's it. Like then they fight this tournament. I just enjoy mostly the characters, and there's like one specific character I really enjoyed. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, I enjoyed it just because it felt campy. It felt like the right balance of stuff that I knew from the video games and then what I actually cared for.
How about you, Audrey?
I enjoyed it. My history with Mortal Kombat, I never really played the games. Like, I think I only had a Sega Genesis at home, and I played Disney games. I didn't really play video games a lot, but when we go to the movie theater and at the arcades, I would play those games, and those games for me were easy because I can just hit the buttons. Like, I don't have any skill when it comes to that. I just like to do it, and then I usually end up...
sweeping?
Yeah.
And sweeping.
That's actually I love that so much.
I love the fan service in this movie so much. Recently, like the past year or so, I discovered that you could just watch all of cutscenes in video games and watch like a movie. So I did that to a lot of the Mortal Kombat stuff. And I enjoyed the lore of it and stuff. And this movie, I think it sticks true a little bit. I think it gave just enough to want to watch it another
sequel.
Yeah. There you go, of it. The original ones, like, I don't think at that time when the original Mortal Kombat came out, I don't think I had a concept of like not enjoying something because it didn't stay true to the source material. I liked it for just being a cheesy thing, and I think this one knew that it was a cheesy thing, and I think it tried to be serious at some points, but it understood that and it gave you that cheesiness. Because during the whole movie, all I was just waiting was for them to do certain scenes and stuff, and I was happy. Did you say I was every time they just said like, something, I was very excited.
If this movie came out in the movie theaters, I would be hyped for all those scenes.
Yes,
like I would
yes.
like yell and like I'm a type of person that feeds off the energy of the crowd, like when we watch Endgame and stuff like that, just hearing people crowd-pleasing moments. And then this film felt like that. If you watch in the right time at the right moment with people, you feed off that energy, and I'll lean more to more liking it because of that energy versus like all these silly plots and whatnot.
Yeah, I'd love that.
But it's just us two, and we understood it, so it just we fed off each other's energy, and then it was just fun.
And you're like, I forget the what's the villain's name that fills up the soul?
Oh, Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung. Yeah. Your soul is mine. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
The famous song.
Mm-hmm. I'm on sort of towards like liking the film a little bit more. I enjoyed it. I think I was worried at first when I think the beginning scene, even though it's a really cool fight sequence between like Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and like how they like created their rivalry. Yeah, I thought it was like, oh wait, is this going to be a little bit serious? I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it if it's
like
too serious.
Those epic like films.
And then as like when you go to present day, it gets a little bit more campy, and I think I enjoyed it more. I think that's what gives this film like it kind of hinders it is because of the seriousness. And I remember watching featurettes of like the director, and he's like, "Oh, this is gonna be the movie that will bring like video games to like cinema or something like that. Like no one's ever gonna see something like this ever." And I was like, well, in 95, they did, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Calm out on that, jeez.
Yeah. Then it's pretty much like the 95 film. It's a little bit cheesy. I enjoy it. Like, I feel like kids who are fans of Mortal Kombat now probably enjoyed it. Especially like the fatalities. They're a little bit more gruesome than the original film.
Yeah, I like
that. Especially that first fatality. I was like... From not Liu Kang. What's cousin's name?
Kung Lao.
Kung Lao. Like that one's a scene. But yeah, like I enjoy it mostly. But I don't think I am looking forward to a sequel just to watch it because I do want to get. I guess we're gonna get to spoilers soon. But yeah, there's something in the plot that's okay. We'll see what happens now in the sequel. But yeah, we could do spoilers right now then. So like. for the listeners, you could turn it off in like the next 10 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
But like, so as you know, like this is the beginning of the series. I guess you're going to make a series of films of this. So there's no tournament whatsoever, which kind of...
Oh my God, you're right. There isn't really.
Yeah, there's no tournament. So they hype up Mortal Kombat. They should call this like Scorpion v... Sub-Zero Dawn of Mortal Kombat.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But yeah, like there's no such thing as a tournament yet. You hear about it. I do want to give a shout out how like they poke fun of the name. Like, oh,
he's like, you spelled it wrong.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. Yeah. They know this is really campy at that point. But yeah, I think Joel, like circling back with what he said, like, I think I enjoyed it because of those fanfares of like, the little Easter eggs. I think I enjoyed it more because of like everyone's has their catchphrases and their moves, and even like the little subtle Easter eggs, like what Audrey was talking about, like the sweeping of the characters. Like that's a move you see in video games that some people think you're cheating because you're just doing that simple move of a sweep.
It's not cheating, so you don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you don't know what else to do.
You just keep hitting the buttons, and that's all that happens.
But Kung Lao does that to Kano, and then it's kind of funny because like you're like, oh, that is exactly how the video game is. But yeah, overall, I enjoy it for those like simple things. Joel, you want to mention anything about like the spoilers?
Yeah, so you said there was no tournament, and I saw it in theaters with my friends because this is, we are all vaccinated. We're all going to go to a movie and sit 6 feet apart from each other.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I kept looking at my watch like, so when are they going to fight?
That's exactly what I did.
So when are they going to fight? We're like,
that kind of happened to us because we watch it on streaming. And then sometimes when you pause it, you can see how many minutes left. And we pause it at one moment because whatever. And then I was like, whoa, there's only 50 minutes and they haven't done anything with the tournament. So I was like, what's happening in the next 15 minutes? And
honestly, then, that never crossed my mind that there was absolutely no tournament.
Then when they did the whole, like, you take him there, you take her there, and we'll split up. I was like, is this the tournament? I was like, oh, no, it's not still.
Yeah, that, like, I guess if the trailer had been like, it's a Mortal Kombat movie, it's Mortal Kombat Beginnings or the Mortal Kombat, like, Rises, where we're not going to get like
you mean you don't like the Scorpion versus Sub-Zero?
like we're not going to get a tournament, then I'd be like, all right, cool. I know what to expect, but I sat there like, so these dudes are not going to actually fight?
But they had to find their Arcana or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing, yeah. Yeah. Is that in the lore? Like,
I don't know.
So. Yeah, I don't know if that's the thing. I think they'd have to explain, like, they can't be mutants. They can't be metahumans. They have to be something.
You gotta find your spark.
The whole MCU thing. Yeah. Like, you have to explain where everyone gets their powers.
And this felt like a nice Netflix series, or like this should be like an HBO Max series where we get to spend time with our lovable, creepy guy friend Kano as he cracks homophobic, misogynistic, which is all around toxic dude jokes, and racist jokes for like 10 minutes in an episode, as opposed to me going, so when are y'all just gonna fight each other to the death? This is Bloodsport with ninjas. With that said, though, I thought the opening between Sub-Zero and Scorpion was, I was like, I want to see that movie. I don't like, pick or choose. Either we get the boring MMA fighter, or we get the two dudes who are going to fight each other until the end of time. Like, I don't need both. I just need one.
Why do they do that with video game movies? They create, for the movie, they create a character to be in the movie or to star as the star of the movie in order, instead was
like
never
a surrogate.
Yeah, from the and then like Resident Evil, Mila, whatever her face is not.
Alice.
In the game. Yeah, she's not. But she's not in the game either, right?
No.
Why do people feel the need to do that?
I guess
because why can't it just be like my characters?
They don't want to like ruin a certain character. Like if they did it, well, they can't
ruin. Yeah. That's the star. That's who you follow.
No, like they didn't ruin Liu Kang in like the original one.
Yeah, the original didn't do that.
Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah, why? I guess to do that bloodline story with Scorpion, but
But that's so it could have just been convoluted. Scorpion.
Yeah, it is.
So it's dumb. Convoluted.
It's like, you have my spear. And I was like, oh, what's a spear? And then they never explained it.
He had the spear, and then he got Aquaman armor. And then like...
yeah, I didn't like his... I don't like his... What do you call that? The...
Arcada or
Arcada, whatever.
Arcana.
It felt very like, okay, I think this is like, it felt like the writers had a spinning wheel and then they stopped, like, oh, this is a person with swords or whatever. Yeah, that's what it felt like. The writers just had
but you didn't understand, random... Ben? His character is always offensive, he's never defensive. So his Arcana gave him the defense.
Oh my god, that I could see someone trying to sell me that as like. His arc,
I still don't understand. I know Kano's eye thing is in the Bill game. I don't get why it's Arcana's eye. Like, it's doesn't make sense. Like, oh, it's the eye that he got hit. But everyone else is like, it's random. But his is like, no, specifically the eye you got hit, you get laser eye all of a sudden.
Laser
like,
eye.
Okay, I guess, but...
Yeah, why don't you get both laser eyes?
Yeah, it's like, what's his name? Kung Lao is teleportation in the hat. It's like the... Did he fall from, or I don't know. Like, did he have a problem
did
traveling?
Did come before him? Yeah.
Like, which one? It's just, and then, like, what's his name? Liu Kang's fireball? Like, did he have a problem looking in dark? So he has a fireball outside? Like,
you're trying to say if it represents, like, the character.
Because the main guy did.
But, like, Kano's an eye, but he lost an eye all of a sudden.
Well, they said it came from pain, right? Maybe somehow.
I guess. And then they never explain Sonya. It's like, because they're matching the big... Yeah,
likes bracelets. She likes bangles. She's got bangles. I get it.
Like, they don't explain those stuff. Like, the only one I understood is Jax. But I guess the Arcana could be something that manipulates your body and it manipulates the arms on him, I guess.
Because the monks only have a limit of technology to help them. So.
But they got some. I was pretty impressed with that. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Little arms. I was like, how is he going to get the arm? I know he's going to get them, but I thought it was going to be like the government.
Yeah, I thought they're going to take him away and come back.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, oh, it's his Arcana. I guess that works too.
But yeah, like I did enjoy everyone's role as like the actors, you know, in these roles. Like, I feel like they fit the characters. Versus like, you know, like I think even like Kano, because John, you were telling me like how in the original one, they weren't like, it was an Aussie actor, someone from Australia, but it's not in the original video games, it was an Australian actor, but they just made him up to be in the original film. So they continue it for
is
this
Is he not
film.
Aussie in the game?
I don't think
no,
so.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Street Fighter where they show your flag, right?
Yeah.
Someone was saying that there is a reference to like Toasty, but I don't see that at all.
No, I don't see that at all. No.
Yeah.
What's
a
Toasty?
When you do like such an uppercut in the game, a person in the right hand side will say Toasty like that.
Oh.
And then I don't know. I didn't see any reference. I feel like the daughter of Cole can say that when he did the uppercut.
Yeah, she would. No, Kenoro. That's what it was like when you're playing video games. Your person that's behind you tells you to do something, and then you go okay, and you do it, and then you defeat them. Mm-hmm. She was. She's a person at the
watching a video game.
Yeah.
But I do think Kung Lao's fatality is like the best one in the series.
Oh yeah,
in the movie.
Well, yeah, it's like the most represented, and even Sonya. That's a
Sonya
actual.
Had a good one.
Fatality where she blasts someone and then you see the little hole.
Spine stayed.
Yeah, it's Kano. And Jax. I mean, Jax is the actual one too. I mean, they all actually do their fatality. It's
yeah,
just,
you're right.
They just.
Oh, yeah, even Cole Young's fatality is from the game.
Ripping Garo's arms off or what?
No. I tweeted about this. It's a missed opportunity that they didn't spell Cole with a K.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh my god, you're right.
It makes no sense. Like, they just stick to the K's in this world if you really want.
If you watch the featurette on HBO, they actually put, like, the cast is a K, or the, what is it? Not cinematography.
The crew is a K.
Yeah,
the choreography is spelled with a K. They spelled the word with a K.
Is that okay, guys?
But yeah, so I guess all of us, we sort of enjoyed it, but we don't really like, it's not, you know, high cinema. I don't think it's I think it's enjoyable to the fact that, you know, it's a good watch if you just like video game movies.
Who would you cast as Johnny Cage now?
There's a lot of people, wrestling fans, that want
not John Cena. Don't hope.
No, the Mink. I forget his name.
The Mints.
The Mints. Yeah.
Who
yeah.
is that? I don't know who is that. The Mints.
Sounds cool.
He was on the past decade. I think
he was on MTV's Real World.
Yes.
And
yeah.
He used that show to become like a wrestler.
Yeah.
And then I think he's in the Marine movies, like the last.
The Menace? You mean the Menace? Not the Menace?
The Miz.
The Miz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's his wrestling name.
Yeah.
I remember him in Real World.
And oh,
I
think he has the reality show. He was on Good Mythical Morning, him and his wife, who's also a wrestler. I know him. He's funny. I like him a lot.
Can he be a Johnny Cage?
Yes, he can be.
I'm looking
He'd be
at
great.
Google right now on his image. He literally is just Johnny Cage, like the look of
that
him
is,
and stuff like that.
He is.
But a lot of people want him to be it just because he has that sort of star power look, I guess you could say.
He has a nice smile.
But I think that's it for Mortal Kombat. It's on HBO Max in theaters. So as long as you have your vaccination, I recommend it in the theaters. Joel, that would be your first movie in a year, right?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Mortal Kombat?
Was this the movie that I was like telling Audrey, I was like, I want my first movie to be like something good, like something really great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't decide right now what is it. I saw like the lineup. I can't tell.
I don't know how you would choose anyway, because now, I mean, everything's been sitting on the back burner. Yeah. So many movies been sitting on the back burner now. And then it's like, and then when you go there and you are going to be disappointed, because no matter what it is, you will be disappointed. And then you're like, you had 2 years, you had 5 years and all this time to fix it. And nobody did.
I will say, like I said, my friends, they're big gamers, so this, and I know there was one time we hung out, they played the most recent or the second most recent game in the series, and that's how I caught up on the series after, you know, my banishment from my mom. So it was a big deal for them, and I just wanted to hang out with my friends, because it's been about a year.
Yeah, that's true.
So to me, I didn't realize it was my first movie back until I was driving home and I went, this was not my ideal choice. But at the same time, it was nice to be back in a theater. I went to the AMC here and I had forgotten that they do 20 minutes of previews. Yeah.
Did you get snacks?
It was about 2 hours, so you were there for like 2 hours and 30 minutes or so.
I was there for a hot minute there. But it's nice. I miss it. I used to go once every week or twice a week, depending on what it is, because I will see movies in the morning, so they're cheap.
That's right.
Yeah, but I had a good time because I was with the right people. If I saw this by myself, I would be at home on HBO Max.
Did you guys do popcorn and stuff? Did you actually do the whole experience or no?
They did. Because of my new diet restrictions, I had already eaten my, what I could have calorie-wise before. So
I know exactly how that is. That sucks a lot when you waste it.
So next time, whenever I guess it'll be Black Widow or James Bond, one of the two.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna swim in a river of buttery popcorn.
What kind of soda do you do? Do you do the big thing or do you?
I don't do soda anymore. So this is gonna be an interesting thing. But in the past, it was the medium one, because my bladder, if I go, I'm like, I don't want to miss anything in a movie, not to get the huge, giant, gallon of, soda.
Do you do soda or do you icy? I want to know, because we didn't get to go and I miss it. I want gummy snacks,
too. I didn't do any.
You recline your chair or you don't?
Yeah. Oh god, yes.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
There's some people out there who don't like to recline it. I understand why, probably because by my mind, that's the best thing that came out of these reclining, though it takes up a lot of space now. But
there's one time I did recline. It was during a think it's a family movie. I don't know what was it. Is it animation? I fell asleep really quickly.
You fall asleep anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the dark.
I forgot what was it.
I fell asleep through Bridge of Spies, like, straight zonked out.
Somebody. So you don't even know where if Tom Hanks made it across the bridge. I think last time, I don't think I've ever slept during the reclining era of movies. I did sleep once in one of, like, the Pirates of Caribbean movies. Because I was just super tired. Like, I just don't remember what that movie... I think it was, like, the third one. That's why, too.
I don't think I've fallen asleep at a movie theater.
Oh, really?
No.
I fell asleep a couple of times.
Yeah.
The best rest I ever got was Tomorrowland. man, Brad Bird cured my insomnia.
And that's why he hasn't made... he made a live action. I was thinking, like... Wait, did he make that live action aside from the Mission Impossible movies?
Yeah, Tomorrowland.
It's just Tomorrowland, right? Yeah, not recently, huh? I'll announce my first time entering a theater after the pandemic. I'll say which movie. It has to be like either like Black Widow, Dune, the new James Bond. Dune will be good. Yeah, Dune will be good. I don't know what the lineup is right now.
Is there any good horror ones that are coming out? Because that's the best.
Conjuring, but that's going to be HBO Max too.
When's Candyman?
Candyman would be a good one. I think that is postponed till next year.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Either that or October. It's usually October for horror. But yeah. We'll talk about this more when we're more used to going back to the theaters. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was there a lot of people actually, Joel? Like aside from you and your friends, were like in the actual theater itself? Like how many people you think was in the theater?
Well, they wouldn't let us in until our party was there. Like I will say they did really good CDC COVID practices.
That's good.
I did see like another, there's one of those bars that has, not bars, it's one of those theaters that has like a bar. Mm. So I believe after like 7 or 8 o'clock, like kids can't be there without parents or something of that nature. So it was already limited on how many people were there. And then when I kind of, because this was like my first outing.
Yeah,
so I was like, all right, cool. Well, I mean, I got food, groceries and stuff, but this was like my first social event in this like pandemic era. So I was like, all right, we're all here, we're gonna be in theater 22, I will see you in theater 22. I'm not taking any chances. I hung out there and I watched the ads for before the movie, the Noom, and you should get this item or whatever thing that's on there. It's been a year, so I don't know them by heart like I used to.
Was there like in COVID ad, like a guideline ad, like make sure to properly sit this many feet away in the theater, like inside the theater's ads?
It didn't say distance wise. We had rented the theater just so I don't remember that, but they did say you have to wear your mask at all times unless you were eating. Eating or drinking. Like even in the with a group of people or outside in the lobby, that a mask has to be on at all times.
That's okay. Good. I'm curious about how that all works in the theater now. Candyman actually arrives August 27th of this year. So that's a possibility of going back to the theaters for us too. So that's it for us for Mortal Kombat. Before we go, where can we find you, Joel?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Barber Comedy. And you can always find me at milliondollarunderwear.million. Oh God, wow, it's been a minute since I've done this. milliondollarunderwearzine.com.
Yeah. Just want to give a shout out to you. Tomorrow is your birthday, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
John and Audrey, where can they find you?
You can find both of us on Twitter at Date Night Plays. We post our videos there. So, or you subscribe on our YouTube page.
Yeah, do that.
Baya Arts. Yeah, you go check that out.
How about you have any other?
My personal Twitter page at ByArt at the most organized Twitter feed of 20XX. Yeah, that's it.
And Audrey.
Oh, I forget what it's called now. I haven't done it.
Rejected Jokes.
Rejectedjokes.com. Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Benjamin Abaya. You could find two films I'm going to be part of next month in Sacramento's J Street Film Festival. The two films are Red Light and Lost Camellia. Red Light, I was a producer of, and Lost Camellia, I did cinematography for. Very proud for both of the films. Can't wait for everyone to watch them. I will show a link to that in upcoming episodes. I don't have a link right now, but that is on May 20th, 2021, of course, at 6 p.m. At the West Coast, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And you can find all of us at thefreakingawesome.com. You can email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. Follow us on Twitter at TFA Now, or like us on Facebook. Join our Discord server, which we barely use, I think. It's on the show's notes. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And I think before I mentioned that we were going to have a Patreon. I'm still working on that stuff because of school and whatnot. And the two films, I got really busy and couldn't create one at the moment. But yeah, so look out for that still. But yeah. Thank you for listening. I'm Benjamin Abaya.
I'm John Abaya.
I'm Audrey Abaya.
I'm Joel Barber.
And this has been the Freaking Awesome Podcast.